Mike, what's going to be your message to the guys at the end of the day or whenever you get it and set them free?
We had a team meeting this morning, and really as far as the message to the team was, we talked about what we accomplished in the past 9 weeks and how good that we should feel and about the workload, the quality of it, and the investment that everybody's made. And, more importantly, the gains, particularly our younger players have made. So we talked extensively about that. And then, frankly, our strength and conditioning coach, Mark Lovatt, and our nutritionist, Adam, and also our trainer, Flea, all had an opportunity to speak. We just want to make sure everybody has a clear understanding of the expectations for the next 5 weeks and, the responsibility that everybody has to one another to make sure that these 9 weeks and what we've accomplished is clearly a big platform for us to jump off of when we get back in training camp. So at the end of the practice, I'm going to probably just break them real quick. The message has been delivered, and it's we'll have a good practice today. We'll focus, mostly on the team periods and cover all the situations. So when it normal down distance, third down, red zone, 2 minute, and even have a move the ball phase. So just want to make sure these guys get a chance to go play some football today before we complete our 9 weeks. Our rookies will be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week for the classes and the things we have planned for them. So, and the veterans will be released today at the end of practice.
How beneficial have these past 2 days been for you, just to narrow your focus to the young guys that are here?
Very beneficial. Really, I spent a lot of my time doing individual drills and in the group periods, focusing on the younger players, just to watch how they're integrating, obviously watch the way they're moving and see how they're taking to the techniques and fundamentals that we're asking them to use. So really to see these guys get more reps in a team periods, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then again today is great video, not only for them but for us. So as we, get ready for training camp and just kind of update our cut-ups and things like that, it's always good to have the young players in there, for the things they did well and the things that they need to improve on.
Mike, as far as the 9 weeks as a whole, is there anything that jumps out at you as kind of the most important thing you saw, the most important thing you feel that was accomplished over?
Well, I think it's the same every year, and it's the conditioning of your football team. You have to first get the team ready to practice, and then the team needs to learn how to practice, and then the team needs to get to a level of the speed and workload, the capacity that you're looking for in a practice, and then once they get to that, then obviously go through that. Those types of practices at the right rate and practice the right way. So I think we definitely accomplished that, particularly here the last 2 weeks. If you go out to the practices the first week of the OTAs, and frankly, you could take the first week of the OTAs and just take the last two practices just, primarily with these young players, and the quality is definitely better this week than it was with everybody involved in the first week. So that's what I always look for.
Mike, in terms of setting them free after this, is this a? I know you try to take some time and get away. Is there any measure, though, of you being nervous that even though you've got mostly really good guys on your team, that somebody's going to do something? Do you have any apprehension that call is going to come during this 5 week period? And how do you try and prevent it as best you can?
I think the obvious is it's part of the business. But we're about education and training. That's a big part of the environment that's been created with the rules and so forth that you operate in the last 9 weeks. So I feel like we've definitely hit the target. And then the application of education and training has to continue on a personal basis. I mean, we have a program that'll be open here at our facility 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Players only, Jason, but during the summer and.
Is that Jason?
Yeah, well, not you, that's for sure. But no, but it's, this is their time. I mean, this is their time to make sure that they build on what they've accomplished. And we've had guys that make some big gains. I mean, it's, you know, you get into body compositions, and you know, we spent 2 days yesterday and even this morning we met as a staff before the 7:30 team meeting, you know, just making sure we went through every guy, you know, the body compositions, you know, their targets, and make sure the communication's clear, the expectations and what needs to get done and what they've accomplished. You know, 95% of it is about what they've accomplished, and we've had some guys have great results these last 9 weeks. And when you have a player put on 8 to 10 pounds of lean muscle mass, that's a hell of a off season, and we had a number of guys do that. So we just want to build off our successes, and the guys that have more work to do to get to that level, I'm confident that they're prepared, and you know, they got a good plan. We'll get that done, and then we'll get it cranked up the first day of training camp.
Like, what is your training camp going to look like, the schedule, the
plan? Training camp is, I mean, it'll look similar to last year, I mean, as far as how we'll go about it. But, you know, I think the obvious is with the Hall of Fame game, 5 games, starting a little earlier. I mean, starting on a Monday. You know, the flow is not the best, frankly. I mean, you play Sunday, Friday, Thursday. That's not what you're looking for as a head coach, as far as how you'd like to train the team, as far as, you know, the periods of time between each game. So it'll have a little different flow to it. You know, there'll be more night practices this year than we've had in quite some time. So that'll, oh, you don't like those?
I think with the 5 games, you would have been able to open camp on Sunday, I believe, would have been your first practice. Can you talk about your thought process there and why you're going to do it the way you are?
Well, our first practice is on Tuesday. So, and I think just really what you gain with the extra week of practice, and it obviously factored into the vet select group not being at these 3 practices in mini camp. So we're still... The volume of work is still higher than we've ever had, and you know, you have to take into account we're playing another football game too. So those things you have to look at, and we're really going to tailor those more to the younger players, those the new opportunities.
Mike, I fully understand your off-season injury program, what you say and what you don't say. I understand that none of your guys, you said, are long-term concerns. Can I just ask, is anybody concerned to not be ready for the first day of camp? Are there a couple of guys that you don't think will be ready for the first day?
Maybe one that I could think of off the bat, but you know, I'll be disappointed if everybody's not ready to go. But you know, we'll see in 5 weeks.
That one is not Jordy Nelson, is it?
Injury report, right? Starts.
Corey's obviously played a lot of football for you, Corey Lindsley. But even a young player like that with a lot of experience missing an entire offseason program, is there a downside to that? Is there a detriment? Is there a concern for you or for him?
Well, let's be real here. I mean, you have to practice. It's important. And this has nothing to do with Corey. I'm talking about everybody. Everybody needs to practice. Jordy Nelson needs to practice. They all need to practice. That's why we have the practices. If they didn't need to practice, we wouldn't practice them. So this time of year is very important. Now, if it was up to me, we'd still have a 16-week off-season program. You know, the league's gotten younger. The challenge of getting younger players ready is harder in a 9-week program. I think I'm stating the obvious. So they all need to practice. And when you don't get to practice, it's not the best thing for you. So I know Corey specifically, you know, very frustrated that he was not be able to get out there and practice. So it's you know, you got to. Balance there you have between, you know, the medical opinion and the player opinion, and when it results the way it has for a couple guys this year, it's tough because they know they're missing opportunities to compete for a job on this football team. So practice is important, and it's just not because I'm the coach. It's because, you know, the team needs it. The younger players definitely need it. And look at the quality of play and the production in the early season of an NFL season compared to, you know, pre-2011 and after, if you want to go do a nice analytical study for your summer break. So, I mean, it's a little different, you know, and you have to hit those targets, and that's why these 9 weeks that we've just spent are so important. That's why these guys practice the way they do, and I feel like we'll be ready to go when we get back because of what we got done these last 9 weeks.
Two more, please. Hey, Mike, how do you think you've done adjusting pre-CBA change post? Because the quarterback school was always huge for you. You've had to alter that. You've altered your practices a lot.
you didn't just complain about the change, you actually made a lot of changes as a result of it. Do you think you guys have kind of gotten the hang of it now, where you're making the best of a situation you still don't really like?
I mean, to answer your question, I really don't want to even attempt to try to compare what we do to other people, because frankly, I don't really study a lot of things outside of what we do. I mean, I'm aware, you know, through different departments what goes on as far as how their department touches our team and so forth. But you know, if you look back to, you know, 2007, 2008, you know, giving the players a day off in the middle of the week on a Wednesday, that was unheard of. You know, we did that. So we were the first to do that. So we, the component of, you know, rest and recovery and being in tune with the workloads that you apply to your football team, even in the old format, I felt like we did a good job paying attention to. So with that, I think we were headed in the right direction to come into this post-CBA environment. So, do you think it's enough, not enough? It's irrelevant. The rules are what they are. But the most important thing is to maximize your opportunities. And I think we've done a really good job of that. We have GPS, and we have all these things that we can collect data, and we've been doing it for a number of years, 4 or 5 years now. So we got a lot of comparables and so forth. So based on the data, we had an outstanding, maybe our best. You know, we'll see how today works out. But, you know, just from a pure number standpoint, we've had a big, you know, maybe our best year so far. So, and hey, you know, what that equates to, you know, we'll see once we get to training camp. But, you know, based on what we talked about day one, the off-season program, we definitely hit the target.
Mike, given that you had time to look at some of the younger guys, did any of them stick out or surprise you this week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of these younger guys. And frankly, not to answer your question, I've stood up here in the past and rant and raved about a few guys. And, you know, it's just it's not fair to them. You know, it's unfortunate. You compliment somebody and it becomes a weight of expectations and more things that they got to deal with. You know, we have a general philosophy dealing with the media. It's obviously a responsibility we take serious and know the importance of it. But, you know, you don't want to create questions for other people in the locker room. And I think sometimes when you come out here and you divulge and praise for certain guys, it creates questions in the locker room that they really don't need. So I love all of our rookies to answer your question.
So given how much we ask you about Jeff Janis,
you put plenty of expectations on Jeff yourself, so you don't need me.
I actually wanted to ask you about Aberderis for a change. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put extra expectations on him, yes, but sir. What kind of offseason has he had? And what
I think Jared's had his best offseason. So I think his route running is exemplary. I mean, for a young guy, I mean, his ability to, you know, recognize coverages and, you know, his time clock, his breaking points, his ability to drop his weight, and, you know, just all the specifics and the details of you know, the techniques and route running, I think he's exceptional. I mean, he just needs to continue to work on getting stronger and so forth. I mean, he plays the position technically and fundamentally at a very high level.